the spring, the U.S. Army Museum of Hawaii opened an exhibit showcasing the photography of two well-known Hawaii journalists, Denby Fawcett and Bob Jones. It was about America's longest war. Reporting from Vietnam, war correspondents in the field was set to close yesterday, but it's been held over for the month of August. Allison Ramsey is the museum's curator, and she joins us now. Hi, Allison.
Hi, thanks for having me today.
When you decided to bring this to the museum, obviously we can surmise some of the reasons for that, clearly because it involved Denby Fawcett and Bob Jones, but in choosing to extend it for another month, what was your reasoning?
Well, 2017 is the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the Vietnam War, so number one, it's very timely to have it in the museum, and number two, it's really a story worth telling, and there are so many different lenses you can tell that story through, and I just like to have as many people come through to see it as we can.
So when you decided to push it, it was to be able to get more people to come in to see it and maybe start some conversations that might not have happened if you didn't keep it here for another month.
Absolutely. We have a varied pool of guests that come through the building, and many of them are younger generations. They might not have any experience with the war, and definitely their children might not know anything about it, especially our visitors from other countries. So it's important for me to have them see the Vietnam experience, not only as a combat situation, but also through the humanitarianism and the camaraderie that our soldiers shared while they were over there.
We have a lot of visitors who come to Hawaii during the summer. Clearly, we're still in summer for at least a lot of folks on the mainland before kids go back to school. When you see families come through, and you've had the chance to talk to some of them now, are they coming with family members who are vets, or are they coming because, as you say, they haven't had much experience with it, given the fact that they may be Gen Xers or millennials or just want to be able to share something of Hawaii, of America's history with their kids and family?
Sure. I see a little bit of all of them. Definitely the veterans, Vietnam veterans come through, and you can see them. It gives them a platform to open up about their experiences that maybe they would not have shared otherwise. They can look at a picture and say, I remember where I was that day, and this is what I was doing while I was there. And their family members might not have had a chance to hear that from them before. And then also we have current soldiers who can share stories with their family members as they go through the museum and share what their combat situations were like in a comparison to what happened in Vietnam.
To be able to key off or have a spark from something that they see. But Vietnam wasn't a very popular war in America, and its veterans weren't welcomed back in the same way that we've welcomed back other veterans from other conflicts and wars. Does that change the way you talk about this with the people who come through, or that in the way that you chose to present some of these photographs from Denby?
Well, it was very
and Bob.
It was very difficult to choose particular subjects to talk about. Of course, you could have an entire museum devoted to the Vietnam War and feel like you didn't cover everything. I did take some of my inspiration from an Army and...
Well, as you were looking to be able to find some of this that would translate, not just be meaningful as you saw the pictures or as some of the veterans who have come through and seen it, but especially for those who don't have a lot of understanding of this, was there something that you went looking for in those photographs to communicate something that perhaps we haven't seen so much in the media or that we haven't been able to talk about or that some people simply haven't wanted to talk about?
Sure. Some of the pictures that we show are difficult to look at, but I think they're definitely important to show and open up those discussions. And other ones, like we do highlight Red Cross workers or the working dogs that were used by the soldiers. And I think that gives younger generations and children especially something that they might be able to ask questions about and have a more open conversation that isn't specifically about combat operations or strategic moves throughout Vietnam.
As you were curating this exhibit, what was most memorable and moving for you?
I'd say the most moving thing for me was working with Bob and Denby on a one-on-one basis. To have their information and all of the captions that they helped us with, to have that frontline experience to base the content on was something that a curator just dreams of getting for when they're planning an exhibition. So that was at both a little bit nerve-wracking to know that they would be coming and seeing what we put together, but also, you know, you couldn't ask for a better setup for an exhibition.
How tough was it to be able to choose the photographs to show? I mean, I can imagine there would be so many, many more that aren't there.
We had hundreds to choose from, and it was very difficult. So using the Army documentary that we are showing in the theater at the same time, I took some of the lessons that they talk about in there, especially, you know, the humanitarianism and you know, just some of the camaraderie that they had between the soldiers. And I wanted to highlight that as part of the exhibit to show that not only do soldiers go to war for their country, but they go to war for each other and to help the people in the country that they are deployed to.
Well, everyone has one more month to be able to see some of those photographs and to have some of those conversations there at the museum, and I want to thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you very much.
Allison Ramsey is the curator of the U.S. Army Museum of Hawaii. Reporting from Vietnam, War Correspondents in the Field is the exhibit showcasing the photography of Denby Fawcett and Bob Jones. It's in its final month of display. Every day throughout our state, there are so many different activities going on. It might be tough to keep track of them, but somebody who does a pretty good job of that is our Morning Condition host and colleague, Derek Malama, and he joins us right now for a look at some of the event going on, as he says, under the radar. And first one today involves someone that we talked to not too long ago, Dan Buettner from the Blue Zones.
Yes, there is a free gardening demonstration on the Big Island tomorrow. Blue Zones, as you mentioned, is presenting this at Pahala Community Center. You can learn how to start your own garden and deal with pests. A few lucky people may even go home with their own starter plants, and you can meet other people from your own community and join a walking or a potluck group. Limited space is available. Space is limited for this. To RSVP, head to our website. It's in the Pahala Community Center from 9:30 to 11 a.m.
That sounds like it's going to be a good, fun morning. Now, what about for those who like something a little maybe cleaner to sit nicely and maybe do some great stitchery?
Yes, the Hawaii Stitchery and Fiber Arts Guild holds its monthly meeting at the Honolulu Museum of Arts Guild tomorrow at 7. Besides, there's a make and take. There's also a show and tell and a potluck, all those things. Once again, it's happening at the Museum of Art School tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
And I hear there's going to be a Grammy winner in concert out in Waipahu.
That's happening on Thursday. It's Hawaii's own Kalanipea. The concert will showcase a blend of Hawaiian and Okinawan performing arts. And this is a benefit concert. Doors open at 5:30. The concert begins at 6:30 on Thursday. It's happening at the Hawaii Okinawa Center in Waipahu. And you can buy tickets at the link on our website.
Thanks very much, Derek. Those are just a few of the events happening tomorrow, and you can find a whole lot more if you take a look at our community calendar. It's on the website. Take a look at it. It's hawaiipublicradio.org.